Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello, and good morning, everyone. Good morning. And today, we're going to talk about godly and ungodly soul ties. And I have a lot of information that I'm going to try to cover in 30 minutes. So we're going to go right ahead, and we're going to get started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for covering us last night as we slept. We thank you for opening our eyes this morning, Lord God, to see the beautiful sunlight. And if it's cloudy, we thank you for being able to see the beautiful clouds. But God, we just thank you for health, life, and strength. And we bind any spirit that may try to come against this broadcast, that may try to stop up the deaf ears of the listeners, Father. We pray that you unstop deaf ears, that we may hear what the Spirit is saying to us, that we may grow by it, Lord God. We may share it, and that we may help others be free like you have freed us. And we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, getting started, because I have so much to cover. My first thing and my first question is, what is the difference between a healthy and an unhealthy soul tie? Well, we're going to look at a godly soul tie first. And number one is, it is God ordained. We're talking about godly soul ties. Number two, it glorifies God. Number three, it's the foundation of love. Let me go back to glorifies Christ in number two for godly soul ties. You can read about it in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 26. Foundation of love is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. It is the very foundation of love, godly soul tie. Number four, equally yoked. You are equally yoked in the spirit. Number five, you're divinely appointed. God had a divinely appointed time to make this soul tie. Because there are godly and there are ungodly soul ties. Ungodly soul ties, we're talking about healthy and unhealthy. Number one, ungodly, not God ordained. It's not ordained by God. It's just something that you wanted to do. It's just something that you got yourself into. Not godly ordained, that's an ungodly soul tie. Number two, it draws you away from God. When you have an ungodly soul tie, that means your soul is connected with this individual or with these individuals. Your soul is connected, so it draws you away from God. Number three is soulish. It's fleshly. It's lust-driven. Instead of being driven by love, which is God, godly love, a person can't produce something that they themselves don't have. If that individual is not born again and don't have the love of God or walk in the love of God, then they cannot produce the fruit of the Spirit because they don't have the Spirit. They can't produce godly, agape, unconditional love because they don't have God, because God is love. So they give you a soulish, a fleshly, a lust-driven type of love. Number four, we're still on the ungodly soul tie. Number four, unequally yoked. You're not equal in the spirit and in the things of God. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. You're not equal. You want that ungodly person or people that you're around, they cannot and will not see things in the spiritual realm. They can read the Bible. They're going to tell you, well, the way I see it, well, see, that's the problem. The Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you into all truth. The Holy Ghost give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the word. But when you don't have him, when you don't love him, when you don't obey him, when your eyes have not been open to the things of the spiritual realm, then guess what? That person is unequally yoked, and they cannot see things in the spiritual realm like you do. The things of God sound foolish to them. I was talking with someone and we were laughing and talking about it, but it really was true. They were saying how if a wife is saved and the husband's not, you know, they think you crazy after you, the tornado coming and you praying and binding up the winds and the territory of spirits and the principalities of the air, because you understand spiritual warfare. You understand what's going on. And they're looking at you like, what is they talking about? You crazy. I don't understand that. You talking to the wind? Hallelujah. But that's just a type of an example of how it would be instead of having a godly soul tie where somebody's equally yoked with you in the spirit and they understand spiritual things and they can, both of you all can touch and agree and bind up the territory of demons and the principalities of the air and things happen, things change. You understand the power in your words. You understand that we are in a spiritual battle. But when you are unequally yoked, and that's even with people that you be in company with. If you're believing God's word and you're standing on God's word and you believe in what the word of God said and you ready to, you going forth in the things of God, well, if somebody's that's connected with you spiritually, they don't understand that. And so to them, it's like going to be a confusion there because you understand and you know what the word of God says. You understand and you know what the revelation and the spiritual side aspects of the word of God. But these individuals that you are connected with, they don't. So that's going to cause confusion because it won't make sense to them. It will not. So that's like unequally yoked. And number five, the last one, this is just the five I put. It's more than that, but I'm just doing five for the sake of time. Ungodly soul tie number five, it stems from impatience, lack, and sin. Ungodly soul tie, because we won't wait on God, because you grew impatient, and because you got tired of waiting. So you connected yourself to this place. You connected yourself to this individual. You did this because you were impatient and you may both been in sin, in fornication, and so you got an ungodly soul tie. Okay, we're going to look at 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1. This is a godly soul tie, an example of one. So if you got your Bibles, let's go quickly. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1. And it reads, and I put under here, what are the consequences of ungodly soul ties? Because there are consequences to faith. There are consequences. Yes, God will forgive you. You ask for forgiveness. He forgives you. You are saved. You're growing in it. But there are consequences of ungodly soul ties. Just because you got saved does not mean that the seeds you planted, that you won't reap what you sow, and that you will not have to pay for the consequences of the choices that we all made. But good news, God is a healer and God is a deliverer. But we're going to talk about a godly soul tie. And I'm going to name about seven things that happen of the consequences of an ungodly soul tie when you're connected with an individual, because you can have soul ties through other means besides sex. You can have soul ties with a ministry, with an individual, and a bad soul tie example would be the Bible tells the woman to reverence her husband, which is the deep most respect and honor. But a lot of women put more reverence and honor and respect in a pastor than they put in their own husband. That's out of the will of God. That's not of God. That's a bad soul tie. And then you say, well, my husband ain't saved. It doesn't matter where he's saved or not saved. The Bible told you to reverence him and respect him. No man, no woman has that place in your life once you say I do and make that vow to take that place where your husband supposed to be, ladies. Reverence. Women on Facebook talking about their pastor all the time. Ain't nothing wrong with honoring the man and woman of God and thanking God for your spiritual leaders or whatever, but it's sad. You on there talking about how your pastor covering you and you got a husband at home. How do you think that make your husband feel? Another man covering my wife and she on Facebook bragging about it? I mean, the last time I checked in the word of God, God said that his body don't belong to him and your body don't belong to you.
So how does that make your spouse feel, ladies, your husband, that you on Facebook bragging about a spiritual covering and your husband is right there and other folks telling him, man, your wife was talking, your wife this, and you want to wonder why your husband may not even want to go to church with you. Why? Because you talk about the pastor and reference him more than you do your own husband. I wouldn't blame him. I wouldn't want to go either. It is what it is, but we're going to move on because I could spend all day on that topic. But anyway, rebellion. When we look at rebellion, that's number one, rebellion, and it's drawn away. That's what happens to you. And you can look in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 4 for that example. And it's talking about King David. It's talking about King David and Jonathan. And it's talking about Saul. Let's read it, 1 Samuel 18:1. After David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. So God will put people in your life for godly soul ties that will teach you, train you, equip you. They are your to help you get to where God is taking you. They are not your no covering. They are your. They could be an apostle, pastor, teacher. The fivefold ministry gift called with the gift to equip the body. That's a godly soul tie that Saul and Jonathan became one in the spirit. So you can have men and women in your life that you have become one with. Because you all serve the same God. You all are on the same. You all are going the same path and way. You are equally yoked. And we need to be with some equally yoked people in the spirit. Everybody that go to a building and call it the church is not your brother or sister in the Lord. And you got to know that. Number two, you can't hear God's voice. Consequences of ungodly soul ties. Number three, you're in torment because those demons and those spirits, they got your soul all messed up, your soul, a piece of your soul over here, piece of your soul over there, soul here, soul there, and you're in torment. Number four, you're prolonged blessing. Things that's supposed to really be blessing and coming towards your way, it's a consequence because now I'm yoked up with this unbeliever or with these unbelievers, and it's prolonged some blessings that's supposed to come my way because this person or this individual's life is cursed. So now I'm feeling the effects. I'm warring in the spirit all the time because I'm unequally yoked and my soul is tied to this individual that life is cursed. And I need to pray and ask God to give me my soul back. I want my soul back. Number five, delay or loss of God-ordained spouse. You chose this person to be your spouse out of lust, not out of love, because they can't love you without the love of God, out of lust. So you chose this individual, and so now who God really had for you, you can't receive them, because you're yoked up with someone else. Number six, spirit spouses. It calls incubus and succubus spirits. And number seven, consequences, you become one with that individual. The word of God says in the word that if you join yourself to a harlot, you become one with that harlot. In other words, in our layman terms, you lay down with a whore, you become one with that whore. When we allow someone to go inside of our inner court, we become one with that individual, and we have told our soul that that is our spouse. We have told our soul that this is the one, because God made male and female to death do you apart. But when we go out and we fornicate or we commit adultery or whatever we do, sexual sin, we think we're just doing what we want to do, but there are consequences to pay for that. There are consequences. And then you yoke up yourself. It's like a woman go out and fornicate and a man go fornicate.
And then one gets saved. Most of the time it's the woman, a lot sometimes the men, but most of the time the woman gets saved. The first thing to say, well, I've been shacking and fornicating with you, so now we got to get married. Well, that is that who God wanted you? That's not who God wanted you to be with in the first place. That's who you want to be with. That's who you got children with. So now I'm going to go ahead and get married because, quote, quote, this is the right thing to do. But yet and still, this is not who God had for you. So you get married, but it don't change the fact that God's word is still the same. God said, wife, submit to your husband. So now you have yoked yourself up with an unbeliever. There are consequences to pay for this. We need to be taught this in the word of God and the body of Christ. We need to be taught this. But nobody, the Bible says the older women ought to train the younger women how to love their husbands and love their children. Well, nobody wants to be taught this nowadays. This is just like a fad. It's out. We don't want that. We want to go. We want to jump and shout and be entertained. We want to just do what we want to do and live like we want to live. And then there are consequences to pay for this. There are consequences. I'm going to give out a few scriptures, and then I'm going to kind of wind it down. Leviticus 19 and 31 says, do not turn to mediums or seek out spiritists, for you will be defiled by them. So that's like when you go and everybody that say they're a man of God or a woman of God, and they preaching and they teaching and they speaking in tongues and they shouting and they prophesying and prophesying, and you allowing them, you receiving the words that they're speaking into your life, or you're letting them lay hands on you, then the Bible told you not to turn to mediums. A lot of mediums and spiritists is just another name for a witch. And a lot of women that's going around calling themselves prophetess are witches. And because they hide under the disguise of, I'm a woman of God, and everybody's got, I got this many followers, and I'm popular, and I'm this, and I'm that. But they're really a spirit. They're really a witch. And God told you, do not turn to them for no word. I need a word. Get on your face and pray and seek the face of God. And if it's somebody that he want to lead you to get a soul tie with, he'll lead you and guide you. But I have learned throughout the years of ministry, a lot of people not going to go to who God wants them to go to, because they're going to have to be chastised. They're going to have to be rebuked. People don't want correction. I'm going to go to somebody that I'm comfortable with. So, therefore, they go to somebody that they're comfortable with that'll tell them what they want to hear. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 says, when they had crossed, Elijah said to Elijah, tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you? This is 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. And it's a godly soul tie. This is where Elijah passed a portion of his spirit onto Elijah. This is what godly men and women can do for those that God has placed under them. Then they can lay hands, they can speak a word and prophesy, and they can impart things into you. That's a godly soul tie. And then it says here, Acts 8 and 7 says, 8 and 17 says, then Peter and John laid their heads upon their hands upon these believers, and they received the Holy Spirit. So people can receive the Holy Spirit by you laying hands on them. So that's a part of imparting spiritual things into someone. That's a godly soul task, because you have laid hands and imparted the Holy Spirit. So you can lay hands and get a godly soul tie, or you can get laid hands on and get a demonic soul tie. It worked both ways. And then this is the end, and then wrap it up. Breaking ungodly soul ties. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with affections and love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. How do you sever ungodly soul ties? Number one, you repent and make a decision. I want my soul back. I don't want this life anymore. I don't want to be connected with bad soul ties. I want godly soul ties. I want who God has for me. I want what God has for me. I want to go where God wants me to go. I want to do what God wants me to do. So you make a sound decision and you repent. Repent means to be godly sorry, but it also means to make a turnaround, to change. Number two,
You sever ungodly soul tie by prayer, and you renounce every ungodly soul tie that may have been in your life. You renounce that thing and rebuke that thing. Number three, you sever communication. If it's a bad soul tie, I sever communication. If it's with individuals or if it's with certain particular ministry, you sever communication. You cut it off. Remove, number four, remove sentimental objects. They may have given you some objects and you have them in your house. It could be a gift that they said, I just want to bless you with this. You need to remove, and then also remove sentimental objects. The Holy Spirit brought this back to my remembrance. Back when you was out in the world and you were fornicating and you had boyfriends and you was doing this and doing that, and they may have given you some gifts. They may have brought you a ring, brought you some different stuff. Y'all took pictures together. Y'all did all of this stuff together. You need to remove those objects. Take them out of your life. Why would you want to hold on to those things? That's your past. You need to let that go and move forward. So remove sentimental objects. These things no longer mean anything to me. That was my past. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. And I put an example like pictures. Number five, endure the test. Endure the test. God is taking you through some things. Let him purge you. Let him cleanse you. Let him make you over. Let him heal. Let him deliver. Number six, restore void with Christ. You will restore that emptiness that only God can fill. You will restore that once you go and do all of this. You will restore your relationship with Christ. I hope and pray that something that I said bless you today. A lot of people won't receive teaching and talking on soul ties because they still tied up, and the enemy keeps them in bondage and will not even allow them to even listen to an episode like this because they'll be going along thinking that they are, I'm all right. No, you're not all right. You need deliverance. You got some bad soul ties. And God want to heal you and he want to deliver you. And I say this and I say it with boldness. A lot of these people, when I talked about the ungodly soul ties through ministries, don't shake nothing. This is something the Holy Spirit taught me years ago. If a person, individual, say something, you don't put all your trust in a man or a woman. You put your trust in God. And when the Holy Spirit is trying to reveal to you something, that person is saying stuff and it's not sitting right in your spirit and it's not in the Word of God, then you need to receive what the Holy Spirit is trying to show you and speak to you and get rid of it. Don't shun it and shake it off. No, you deal with that thing and take it for what it is. That's all I have to say today about soul ties. I pray something that I said bless you all. And if any of you all would like to contact me, you can. My email address is LaShonda Williams, LaShandaWillims, 907@gmail.com. You can contact me by email. You can contact me by Facebook Messenger. Leave me a message, and I will get back to you as quickly as I can. Now, do we have any questions? I see we have some callers. Or do we have any questions? Does anybody have any questions or comments? Feel free at this time. So if we don't have any questions or comments, I really appreciate and thank each and every last one of you all for joining in. And I thank each and every last one of you all that that's listening to the broadcast now or whenever you listen to it. May the Lord bless you, continuously bless you and keep you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your word. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you, Father God, that you are a healer and deliverer no matter what Lord God. Soul ties we may have gotten, ungodly soul ties. God, you are a deliverer. And God, you want to deliver us of these ungodly soul ties so that you can bring in the and connect us with the godly soul ties so that we can be the men and women that you have called us to be in these last and evil days. We thank you, God, for your word, and we thank you for your anointing. And we thank you, Father God, for just being God. And we give you all the praise, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you all for joining me. You all have a rest, a blessed, and prosperous day.